So I'm currently traveling through Hungary, and I couldn't resist the temptation to record a quick shiur about Chasam Sofer Onekev. Chasam Sofer, of course, built Hungarian Jewry in the 19th century, one of the arch opponents of Reform or Conservative Judaism, a little bit different in Hungary, but where Chasam Sofer's reach was felt throughout Europe. Of course, just to give a little bit of a quick bio, the Chasam Sofer was born in Frankfurt, and he actually was raised in Frankfurt, learned in Frankfurt, born in September 1762. But he became well known as the Rav of Pressburg. Pressburg then was one of the leading cities of Hungary. And for that reason, he became one of the most influential Rav upon Hungarian Jewry. He moved on. He was also in Mattersdorf before he was in Pressburg. And Mattersdorf was also in Hungary. Today it's in Austria. Pressburg itself today is in Slovakia. So I see a lot of these boundaries and borders are moving and shifting. But certainly when you're in Hungary, you feel the presence and the influence of Chasam Sofer. So Chasam Sofer studies the context of this famous word in the beginning of Ekev. And Ekev, of course, very, very eye-grabbing word, a very provocative word, Vayekev Tishmon, Esim Shmatim Eilu, and a very famous Rashi, which I'll talk about in a moment, which some self are related to, and very famous Ramban, and it's an iconic word. It's probably one of the most iconic words in an iconic Sefer. Torah Sefer Devarim is iconic, has a lot of very important words, but this is probably a word that stands out. Parsha is named after it. Why does the Torah use the word Ekev? What does it mean to connote? But the Chasam Sofer is interested not just in the word itself, but what precedes the word and what succeeds the word. Now, what precedes the word is the last pasuk of Ve'eschanan. In the final pasuk of Ve'eschanan, so the Torah is describing maintaining the mitzvahs, adhering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Neshamarta as HaMitzvah, Ve'eschachukim Ve'eschamishpatim. And the word Mishpat and Chok, this dichotomy or this duality means many different things, but the most basic and certainly the one which dominates Chazal and certainly the one which Chasam Sofer is going to adopt is that Mishpatim are logical, understandable, comprehensible mitzvahs, whereas Chukim are irrational, mysterious, non-comprehensible paradumas as Chukas Atara Adam Kiamas Boel. So the end of Eschanan describes the entire spectrum of Chukim and Mishpatim. Whereas the beginning of Ekev appears to shrink it just to Mishpatim. V'haya Ekev Tishmon Esa Mishpatim. It omits Chukim. So why is there a transition from Eschanan, where both Chukim and Mishpatim are established, or listed, to the beginning of Ekev, where only Mishpatim appear? And how does the word Ekev affect this transition or this shrinking? So that's the literary drama which the Chasam Sofer is trying to relate to. And what he develops is as follows. How does a person better understand parts of Torah which seem mysterious? As we grow in life, as we develop religiously, more of Torah becomes comprehensible, although not every aspect of Torah. Shlomo HaMelech struggled with Paradumah his entire life and failed, although Shlomo HaMelech was able to decipher so much of Torah. But as we continue in our growth, in our odyssey, in our journey for Torah, we're able to reconcile and to decipher and to understand so much more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. How does this occur? So it occurs in two ways. One is developmentally, and one is, one would say, almost scholastically. And I'll start with this scholastic issue. You should study. As you study more Torah, you get a better sense not just of the particular topics, but of the overall network and the overall logic of Torah. And elements of Torah which were mysterious or confusing or even baffling now become more understandable. And of course, it's not just the study in the Beis Medrash, but it's also the application in life. And you're able to twin the two and better understand some of the seemingly mysterious and seemingly irrational parts of Torah. And that process of study is captured in the end of the pasuk in the beginning of Ekev. We're all enraptured by that first opening, V'Ekev Tishmon. The pasuk continues, U'shmartem basisem osam, and this is based on a Rashi in Parshas Veschanan, that the word Ushmartem refers to not just the performance, but the study. So I was actually walking through a tour today in Budapest, and I was taking a tour with an Australian couple, and another Jewish couple, and they asked me what I do, and I said I was a rabbi, and they asked, well, what do you do for a living? What is Jewish law like? So I tried to explain to them that it's trying to live with Hashem, live with God, not just a few hours a week when you're in the temple and you're in church and you're thinking about values, but to twin experience to values, to be able to draw the presence of God to every moment of your life, whether it's ritual performances or whether it's a lifestyle of morality, of ethics, or whatever a Jew stands for, and we're people of study. And study is incumbent upon every man, thank God available today to every woman, to be able to understand, not just so that we can perform, but also to better understand Hashem's ratzon, what He wants from us, what He expects from us. So the end of the pasuk captures the role of study in converting irrational experiences of religion into meaningful and understandable. But there's another way to transform irrational or perplexing aspects of religion into understandable ones, and that's just to practice them. And the more that you practice, the more you become conditioned, and the more that you practice, and the more that you experience, the better you're able to overlay the lens of HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto your own lens of human experience. And it's not cognitive, and it's not exploratory, and it's not an inquiry. It's merely practicing, and the practice has a sway and a power of its own, and it's not necessarily an empirical route towards understanding. It's more of a developmental and route of conditioning and experiential, but it does lead to a deeper understanding. And it's almost impossible to fully understand and comprehend Hashem's will if you just try to speculate or inquire or philosophize about it without the experiential element. And that the Torah conveys with the word Ekev. Famously, Rashi explains the word Ekev as referring to mitzvahs which a person tramples with their feet, dash ba'kevav. And the literal reading of Rashi is these are mitzvahs which people tend to trivialize or mitzvahs which people tend to overlook. And suddenly Rashi conveys that im ha-mitzvahs ha-kalos sh'adam dash ba'kevav. So those mitzvahs that a person trivializes, sidelines, marginalizes, and therefore just ends up trampling on them repeatedly. But the Chassam Sofer sense in Rashi, and this is really the big chiddush of the Chassam Sofer, very different meaning. Dash ba'kevav, the Chassam Sofer felt, I just took a quick picture of it when I was in shul tonight, there's a minyan in Hungary, and I saw the Chassam Sofer, then I said, well, it doesn't get any better than this. So I just took a quick picture of the piece. He writes that it doesn't refer to trivialized or mitzvahs, which people take less seriously, but it means that people convert to part of their routine. Walking is always used in Chazal as routine. Regel is the type of damage that occurs to pure routine of the animal, just walking through a Shus Rabim. The Gemara calls it Derech Yuluch, or Hergel means a routine. So when the Medrash refers to mitzvahs that people step on with their feet, it doesn't mean that mitzvahs that people trample upon, mitzvahs that people tread through day in, day out, week in, week out, every part of their lives. And even if they don't understand them, they submit to them, they perform them, and then the understanding flows. And that's why there's a transition from the end of Veschanan, from Chukim and Mishpatim, to the beginning of Ekev, where they're all Mishpatim, or most of them, many more of them are Mishpatim, to these dual forces. One is the force of Ushmartem, to study, but one is the force of Ekev, not to trivialize, but to be persistent and consistent and routine, so that mitzvos that seemed baffling and mysterious now become mishpatim, or chukim become mishpatim.